Blog Talk Radio.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretching, yawning, throw on my house shoes, cut on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping, but I'm certain they hear sirens in, fussing and fighting, people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate has escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressed and depressing, had me defeated. Now even this secession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Pick up the Bible, I held it in my palm, read the 91st Psalm, and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this, I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in a cell. Give me a life with a white tight, life of rocket Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the fullest, that's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout. Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison, and I thank God for that. The strangest, some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen, so what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip-hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the love of the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard is walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like bounty. Riffraff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.
Yeah, what's up, family? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah, welcome in, y'all. Welcome in. Hey, this is Friday, y'all. Man, it is Friday. It is Friday, y'all. Hey, y'all, I'd like to welcome y'all in to a brand new show right here on the Culture Freedom Radio, man, network. Hey, tonight, y'all, we got our brother coming in the house doing his thing right here, y'all. Man, I'm delighted to have this brother having his show on here, y'all. Hey, this is More Light Radio. More Light Radio. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here. More Light Radio. And tonight, this is Freestyle Friday. And guess who the host, y'all, of More Light Radio? Be hitting y'all hard like this here every Friday. Hey, we got our brother in the house, brother Anthony Shabazz L will be hosting this show right here, More Light Radio. Man, giving y'all know that brother go hard when he come into it, so y'all better get ready. The brother have all different kind of topics. So just check this out. He gonna be bringing y'all the news, current events, things dealing with more science, just culture, knowledge, and man, please, he gonna be giving y'all a whole bunch of understanding. So y'all better come to this show right here, y'all, with y'all pencil paper. And y'all got to have y'all mind open. But tonight, y'all, hey, More Light Radio going to be presenting y'all just open line conversation Freestyle Friday. Let me bring the host of this show in here, y'all, so he can get this thing in and present to y'all this information. Like I said, this is More Light Radio, man, in the house. Let me bring my brother in this house, y'all, the host of this show, y'all, in the house, brother Anthony L. in the house. Peace to your brother. Peace.
Like all the people, you know what I mean? That was a good introduction, Son Ray. I appreciate that. You know, I hope I can live up to those words. You know what I'm saying? But, and that'll be the intro track until I can get some more tracks. You know what I'm saying? That was Brother Riff Raff. You can check him out on iTunes. That's my cousin. And he an old head, and he's still doing it. So if y'all like that, just, you know, hit me up in the chat or whatever. And we do it what we do. But, yeah, we're going to lay down how the format of this show going to be today, and we'll just discuss some topics. I'm going to try to get into the chat room and see what people want to build on, you know, and I'll just answer questions from there. And I'll be on every Friday, and each Friday will be a different topic. We'll cover history. We'll cover history and stuff like that on the last Friday of the month. We'll have an open line on the third Friday of each month. And then we'll go in on a major topic on the first of every month. And then the second week of every Friday, we'll do what I'm going to do is, like if it's an issue or a situation that you're going through, I won't give out no legal advice. I'm not going to do that because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, certified to do that, and I don't want to get in that. But if it's just an issue or some information you want to know legally that I can touch on, I'll give my email or my phone number, which is 404-803-3246. You can call me, and we'll go over and discuss it, and I'll point you either in the right direction, people that can help you that I personally know that get down like that, or I can personally help you, or if it's a topic or a subject matter you want to talk about, we'll talk about it, and I'll give it to you from my perspective and only my point of view, and you can take it and run with it. So I don't want this show to be looked at as a format of I'm giving you some shit from a professional point of view, but I'm going to give it to you from realism, where you can deal with it. And that's where most of the time you'll find your remedy at versus somebody talking about professionalism and all that. That's what got you confused, because that's what culture freedom is about. It's about unlocking the chains in which they have put on you, that somebody got to have a piece of paper and they got to be authenticated by other people that don't look like ourselves or blah, blah, blah. We breaking that shit, so... It's just like when your grandmama, your grandfather, your uncle, your aunt just shoot the shit down to you and it worked. You say, damn, where they get that gang from and they ain't go to school? This is what we talking about. That's just what Savannah Black Culture Attack, he already gave you a taste of what, you know, where we come from our perspective, and it works. So I'm just adding on to that, and Son Ray and Brother Eric has already done laid the foundation for that. So I'm just an extension to that, and that's all I'm going to do, you know. But I want people to give me emails, which is my email is ant.copeland@gmail.com. So son, in your letters, son, and if you want your stuff to be anonymous, I will. But I'll take your topics, I'll take your issues, and I'll do the research for you, and I'll break it down. And if you want me to just do a whole show like Sister Teresa has done, we did one of the most fiery shows based just off her thought, what she wanted us to do. And it was a hot topic, one of the biggest shows in a while for Culture Freedom. So for all those that are out there listening, send me your ideas, send me your concerns, and I'll do a show on it, and we'll build on that on Tuesdays. But on Mondays, I'll set up the first Friday of that month. I mean, the first Friday of that month, I'll set up just a topic that I'm going to go in and break down, dissect. Tuesday, it'll be yours, whatever you send in, and then I'll go in on that, and we'll all build as a family on that. Wednesday, we'll have the open mics and blah, 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 and then I'm going to add, you know, more features or segments to it where, you know, it's a question of the day, and we'll, you know, so all we can do is just like politics. We're going to go in on that. And then that third week, I'll do, you know, a certain subject. But the last, we going into straight history, going to go hardcore, and like Brother Sunray said, bring your pen and your pad, because maybe sometimes on that third one, I'll have a special guest on that'll sum up certain things that we may have talked about within that month or whatever, because I'm going to bring guests on to my show and let other people give out. That's why we calling this More Light, and you know, More Light Radio. So therefore, we can get stuff from all points of views from different people. Me just, and I'm trying to build a cult following, and I don't want that. So we're going to just drop the knowledge, you know, however it may fall. Same thing as Culture Freedom. It's just that, like Brother Sunray said, we all branching out, going into the different doctrines that we have and bringing them all together. And then you always see a show where all of us will come together and just build too. And we might just, it might be a topic from Sunray show, a topic from Savannah show, a topic from my show, Brother Cabrina Ray, Brother Eric, and we might come together and just hash that out and go in too. So it's just going to be a lot coming, you know. And Sunray, if there's anything else you want to talk about or ask me, then I can clarify that too.
Yeah. Oh, we did. I wanted one quick thing, brother, if I can put out too. We are looking for a sister. We're looking for a sister host. So we got, you know, got a couple of slots open, probably, I think, 2 days open. So we most definitely looking for a sister to come in, want to come in as a host, have your own show, and a sister present something for the sisters. We need that too. So we looking for that too. So y'all, sisters, y'all can hit us up too at our email address, culturefreedom.org@gmail.com, culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. So just hit us up too.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do is get in the chat room. If anybody got any questions or ideas that they want to bring up, I can address them.
Yeah, you good right now, brother, on the chat. I got a quick question. I don't know, like I said, this freestyle. I got to ask you this one, brother. Like I was talking, I got to ask this question. What's your thought? Because I was building with some brothers that work on this. And I got some crazy damn answers, but two from two people. So I know you can go in on this one. Now, is there any time should a man, because this came with Dave Chappelle too, but should at any time a man, whether he's the actor, whatever, you know what I'm saying, getting paid to do this, should he put on a dress on?
See, now, it's funny you asked that question, because I just got off the phone with my little brother, and I was telling him, because my little brother is an up-and-rising comedian, too. I'm going to bring him on one of the shows. And me and him just had that conversation about integrity and ethics. And we were using the mafia as an example when I was breaking down. You will never see the Italians allow one of their gangsters or one of their people they revere to do something degrading despite the cash. So when you ask that question with Dave Chappelle, he had black pride, and he said, I ain't doing that shit. And other blackies sit around and say, well, that nigga turned down all this money and that. But see, you're dealing with an ignorant group of people who don't understand money. They don't know what money is. It goes back to what I said in previous shows that we did on Culture Freedom. All they want when they get money is to buy some shit and collect some things to validate who they are. They lessen the lack of who they really can be. This here validates me because I don't know who I am. So, yeah, I put on that damn dress because I got $50 million. Now I can go buy me a Bentley, and that make me somebody. And because you ride that Bentley around people that's ignorant and mentally dead, they say, that brother doing it. He's setting the standard of blackness, of black success. That's ignorant. That's ignorant. But you ain't took that $300,000 and shared it with your people. The way you share that $300,000 for that Bentley, if you just open up a little store or a little mini mall, now you employ your people. They get paid off of you. You've shared black, you shared success. Now, still putting on that dress, you got to think about what do to their children. Okay, this is how I gave it to my brother. And I'm going to make it short. I said, you, Sunray, or me, we got reputation coming up in the hood, right? Yes, so, what a young, say, take a 12-year-old that knew you and knew me or know me. And he say, man, that guy there is somebody who I admire, blah, 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 blah. He was hard. He was the definition of manhood. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you got down. But you still was respectful or did what you did. Now, somebody comes on the silver screen of Hollywood that reminds that child of you, right? And he portrays three or four roles in different movies like you. So that child say, yeah. That's some real shit, because you got to remember that Hollywood is programming the mind. Your actions is also programming the mind. Then all of a sudden, it take a turn where that actor that becomes the superhero in that guy's mind that reminds that child of you turns into a punk. What does that do to that child? And that child is representing now one whole generation of people. Because like you were saying before, we all the motherfuckers same all over the country. Just how we get out and the way we flip our lit and the way we get our hustle, but it all still the same because we are interconnected anyway. So that child see you get pumped on TV, it just break him down. But if nobody come and say that nigga sold out for money, that child going to say, okay, that's what I should do next. Because if this nigga can break down, I can break down and let somebody dominate me and fuck me and make me a whore and it's okay. See what I'm saying? And that's where I'm getting into the article where I put up with these punks walking around with cereal. And see, that's a mind control thing. Did you see it that I put up?
Yes, sir. I saw that. That was crazy.
With the faggots wearing cereal logos on their shit. So what does that do to the mind? And then you got these brothers, they big, buff, muscle, and then all the way down to sissyism. And they sitting around like that. What does that do to the mind of the child? When I got on, when I'm looking at, you remember how we used to look at, we eat our cereal and one hold the box. When you fight your brother over the box, I'm looking at the box now, blah, 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 blah. So when the kids want to look at the images on these boxes, and then they see the images of the bumblebee, the tiger, and Lucky Charm. And I don't eat all that shit. But anyway, when they see, you know, the little babies eat that Fred Flintstone and all that old bullshit. When they see that on their chests of black men who supposed to be fathers and represent manhood, they see that and they like punks. And then they under the feminine energy so long, not saying that the woman is the problem. Let's get that correct. but they're under that feminine energy, and there's no manhood, and they relate manhood to the cereal box, and then they turn on the TV and see men with cereal box covers on them, and they acting like they mammy. What the fuck you think they going to be? What you think they supposed to think? Who's doing the damage to them? Or they see the man that they see supposed to protect and defend me got on a fucking dress. And then they say it's all for money. Huh? Well, money, we know, you know, I done went in many shows. That's just a fiat note. It's a figment of your imagination. It only exists because you believe in it. Because the people who put it out, the IMF, they put it out. They don't even use it. They make shit happen by a handshake and a whisper in the air. And you know, because you ignore, you know it's a whisper in the air. Mm-hmm. And shit will happen. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just take a handshake and say, hey, I want to go into business, and I got you. I just shake your hand a certain way, and my business will prosper. And then the finances start coming into your bank, and it ain't nothing but numbers. I can be broke and just speak something in somebody's ear or give him a certain handshake and show him a business proposal, and then my shit will come alive. With no money, no banks involved. And this is the science that niggas don't understand. Then they want to talk their economic shit. That ain't how it works. You got to talk that when you're a slave. Slaves talk about going to the bank and being disenfranchised because they won't give us a loan and all that. No. You don't understand, niggas, what you say out your mouth. Your power is come from your mouth and your words and your actions. These niggas don't understand this, son, right? They don't understand it.
Yeah,
but when you poor and broke, yeah, you got to put your coins together and do what you got to do. So that ain't knocking that because you disenfranchised. So always remember, when you got to do that, you're disenfranchised and you're searching to gain power. But when you talk about people in power, they don't do that. That ain't even in their philosophy. Because they'll come up and say, Bill, I'm going down to Florida. I'm going to use your boat. Go ahead. Here's the keys. No problem. See what I'm saying? But if I say, Sunday, I need to use your boat. Nigga, you better put in some gas and then you better, blah, 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 you know? Because your mentality is not on the mentality of people that run this motherfucking world. You can't conceive it. You beneath it. But spiritually, you're not. It's just because you ain't got your shit together on your mental, on the mundane level to understand that what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. And if you got it, I got it. You can't figure that out. That's the motherfucking problem. What's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. And that's how they operate. That's how they rule you. Because they don't put their love in none of that shit. It's not to own anything. It's just to control it. 48 laws of power. The protocols of the Zionist Jews. We don't own nothing because we don't want to be responsible when it blow up. We get away. Why do you think the white man run when shit blow up? He has to eat and milk it. He go. Get the hell out of here. And don't worry about it. Going on with the girl, and she kissing me and nurturing me back to health, and I'm out of here. I don't care about that shit, but niggas do. They want to be in charge of something that's tangible, but instead of running that shit from a spiritual point of view, of saying, hey, I'm going to milk this shit and let it ride. And that's how we used to do it. If you go back and look at our ancient culture, we only own and control shit for 5 years, and we always would give it over to the next generation. 5 to 10 years, and you pass it over, and you move on. And you live that way, even on a mundane level, because if you look at niggas, they pay rent for 2 or 3 years, now they moving here. You always got niggas moving around. They don't even understand why they do that, because you cannot stay in the same place forever. That's what Francois about. You always moving shit around in your house, buying new furniture. Niggas love to buy new furniture. Don't they? They'll buy some new shit. As soon as they get a lump sum of money, they buy a new car and new furniture. Period. Give them their income tax check and watch what they buy. That's a business right there. You can go around collecting a bunch of damn furniture and clean it up and waste the income tax and sell it to these Negroes. So that's what they're going to do. Or buy some cars. My little young G just bought him a car lot in Huntsville and Nashville. And I'm so proud of the brother, and I give him his back. He's selling cars. Now, he just put me in business because I clean and detail the cars. See what I'm saying? He's something he loves. So that's what I'm going to be doing for him. Every car you bring, I'm going to clean and detail it for you. And now I need to get with a brother that can make a product that I can utilize, made by black people, and use it in his stuff. And we all get paid. That's how the game go. Niggas don't know economics. They want to do it the way the white man say do it, and his fundamentals, and you'll never win. Because when you get to the top, now you got to face him. And he going to destroy you with paperwork. That's why I don't deal with paperwork. Talk all that paperwork shit. Because he can burn it. He can burn it overnight. He'll shake your hand and burn your paperwork over fucking night. And say, nigga, I never met you or seen you. So they used to say, well, he this type of more and this and this. No, no. I'm saying I'm a more because of historical shit. I'm a more for the simple fact I know what it means. I ain't talking about I'm no more to enforce that shit through law, because that white boy can't enforce Moore's law. I'm the law. It start with me. His bullshit is trickery, so I don't even deal with it on that aspect. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we will drop and break stuff down on the show on how to get out of certain little things, and we will have people come on to help people get out of different remedies. But you better know in your mind, you the fucking law. You don't have to beg him to give you nothing, period. When you sit up and say, oh, the white man won't let me, he ain't got to let you do nothing. You do it. He ain't supposed to let you do nothing. He trying to fight to survive. You think I'm going to let you do something that's detrimental to my existence? No. So we got to get out of that mindset. The white man ain't going to let us do this. The white man, no. He ain't going to let you do nothing, because if he do, then he's obsolete. And that's what you should be doing. That's where it go what said. He say, every day bang on that motherfucking beast. You better be banging on it until you tear it down. Tear down the structure that he got, period. Because you will never, ever rule the system that he set up. You'll never rule it because it's out of control. Also, you gave him the foundation and the basis. He just went out of control once you stopped guiding him and showing him how this shit should go. He went ballistic. Once he conquered you, he went ballistic. You will never control this bullshit. But we in love with it. We love what it give us for the moment. We whores to this system. And we want to be whores in charge, whores ruling this whores, savage, barbaric-ass system, and it'll never happen. You can't do it because he the master of that. He come from that. How can you rule his nature in which he come from? How can you lord over that? You cannot rule that way. For the simple fact, you weren't made to exist that way. You go against the laws of nature. This nigga defy the laws of nature. Like we was talking about last night. He don't push it to the limit. He go over the limit. Your black ass scared of that. You got blackies that scared to say, I ain't gonna do that because Jesus might get me. That white man don't care about Jesus getting him. He going to do it and see if Jesus come get him. And he know Jesus ain't come to get him because he created the Jesus. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, dude. You got another question?
Yes, sir. Good boy. Now, I was looking at an article earlier, bro. I just posted in the chat room also. Since you were talking about yeah, it's kind of difficult sometimes. Since you talked about finances, did you see the article about Norway is becoming a cashless society, a cashless country in 2020? Did you see that article?
I think you put that up. I looked at some of it. I looked at some of it. I just glanced over it because I know, I think you put that up earlier. Or somebody else put it up and said, Norway will become a caste society. And matter of fact, this beach next door, that's where she from. And I ain't seen her in a couple of days. I hope, well, you know, I don't want to see nobody fucked up. I ain't seen her, but she ain't been outdoors because I supposed to do some work for her. But I ain't seen her ass. But that's where she from. And I told her, I said, I'm a Moor. She said, those are violent people in my country. Blah, 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 blah. I said,
hell,
but anyway,
nah.
she was talking, she got plenty of money. And her, she battling her people about money, actually, in Norway. But she been here living in America. She, I think she said now, like, 18 years or whatever. She's an old head. She lived next door to me. And, yeah, all these places are becoming caste society. And that's going on that thing that Tony L had gave us with what the Pope was saying. And what people don't understand, that all your debts are paid. The Pope paid all your debts. And this is why a lot of people can really now go and apply for credit and get money and to do the bullshit they want to do because they want to put you back in debt. They reset the fucking debt note, and they finna go into what you call a caste society. And it's going to be based upon what you can do, what you connected with, what you affiliated with, should I say, as well as how much of a slave you going to be to get the little things that tickle your fantasy. Everybody got A1 credit and don't know it. Everybody got A1 credit. So when you talk about what they're doing in Norway, that's just like one of the bases of what they're going to set up to say, all right, let's get a model here. Let's get another model here. Let's set up another model here. And then eventually, whichever one will be the best is what we'll use. But America is upset because everybody is saying, we ain't using your shit. And that's what's going to put us back into the dark age. Because the rest of the world don't want to be under the control of the IMF based upon America rule. They tend to be dethroned from the seat of how shit done financially on a global level. And that's what they're upset about. So now they got to go find somewhere to pick a fight because that's the only way of trying to maintain global supremacy and influence by picking a fight somewhere. And you should look for that. If Obama don't get the fight started and he out of there in 2016 and Hillary get in there, you're going to get you a fight. You're going to get the worst fight of your motherfucking life because she ain't nothing but an international business thug, her and her husband. So if she get in there, she's going to have to go to war with somebody. But Obama a thug too, and he want to go to war, but he really don't want no problem. You got to understand that. Obama and the people he worked for, they want to just keep shit business as usual and still maintain power and not have to fight. But Hillary Clinton, she going to war. She going to war based on the premise of feminism. And y'all better watch that. I'm telling you. And Nelly Fuller, he breaks that shit down even better than I'm breaking it down. Nelly Fuller breaks that shit down. So you can pull up some of his stuff, and he'll tell you about that. But Oprah has already put up the money to tell her to run. See what I'm saying? They're using the black feminine energy to already get these people riled up to get prepared for this white woman to take the throne. It's a ritual. Mm. See what I'm saying? And then Oprah already just gave the white man, he making a book, and then she put in a magazine, I put it up, where she already said she tired of Obama's keep complaining and begging her. I'm like, what the hell? Man, I wish I could put this shit in the chat. Just Google, for those that's listening, those in chat, Oprah Winfrey upset with the Obamas. Just type that in. It'll pull up those articles. And then she went to the white man telling the white man, I'm tired of them niggas. You see what I'm saying? Begging. Always complaining. Yeah. See how black he's in? These niggas are motherfuckers.
And they was tight just so they was just tight a couple of months ago.
Now she's talking about how much money she putting up to get Hillary Clinton on board. So
yes, sir.
Hillary, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna run or not. Bitch, you know you running because you gotta take over the dynasty of white supremacy. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't break them down like the other people. Oh, this family, this family. All them bastards is all in cahoots to try to perpetuate white supremacy on the global level. And they got blackies to help them because they can't do it without black people permission. So when you think you on a lower level and ain't ruling, you is ruling. You just ruling from the lower vibrations, the lower chakras. And that's what Oprah and all them people is. They are low-level, low-chakra vibrating people who upholding a level of white supremacy. They don't want to rule because they don't want to go to war and take back shit. They don't want to talk about, hey, kill these white motherfuckers and let's take back over this planet. They don't want to do that. And you cannot do it economically. You can't beat them at an economic war. For the simple fact they control it, and they got the minds of the people who accept the control mechanism they got in place, and they're going to follow that shit. You only got a few blacks that understand it and say, we're going to try to go against it, but these niggas say they pro-black and all that. What's my dude's name? Just told him, get out of his land. Mugabe? He said, y'all motherfuckers can't own nothing. Then he turned around and said, matter of fact, I want y'all gone. That right there is a call for black, so-called black liberators of Africa to stand in line and start getting these white folks out of these positions they in. But they ain't going to say nothing about that. They ain't going to support him. But when you look back in time, when a black African from the continent said something, you had a black over here that would support him and go to action and vice versa. You don't have that. They going straight through the same channels, but then they come and say, well, Moore is going through the motherfucking court system with paperwork and all that. But you going through the same shit, too. And you won't even challenge it. I can respect a Moore for challenging a judge and going to motherfucking jail because he took a war to his ass and made him change the way he had to go about doing something for the next nigga that come before him. You ain't even fight them. Then you ain't doing it on a political broad scale. How much money you giving away over there while your people dying over here? See, that's another motherfucking thing I'm going to address. See what I'm saying? You'll go get your money and set up stuff over there, but won't set up nothing for your babies here. And then say, my kids ain't got nothing because you want the white man to set it up and fund it here. While you go over there and think because you over there in Africa and you got a little love in Africa, you done some pro-black shit. You ain't did nothing. They don't need you over there. Your children need you right here. Put your money right here. Quit always talking about what you did over in another country. Oprah, Michael, whoever, Nas, Jay-Z, all them with UNICEF, and UNICEF is connected to fucking Bill Gates that's killing black Africans over there, and y'all ain't saying nothing about that. But y'all go over there, T.D. Jakes, another motherfucker. We giving running water over there. They was just cutting the water off in Detroit. Sure. And the United Nations said, nigga, if y'all stop, don't stop. We going to send troops over there to get y'all asses. See, the white man ain't told y'all that. He ain't told y'all that when some blacks that left Detroit and went to the United Nations said, these niggas are doing some shit that's inhumane, not civil rights, inhumane. They told them, y'all better cut them niggas' water back on. You ain't going to shake up and rob the city and throw these blackies out that way. That's how you get power. That's power right there. But you ain't see no stars, no athletes, no actors rally around that fact and say nothing. But next week, you're going to see them on Ebony Jet and all that about how they did some stuff in Africa and they doing this and doing that. But they ain't going to talk about that situation in Detroit. Because it was real blacks that went and did that. And then the judge come out talking about, I love all y'all. I ain't going to cut y'all water off no more. That's against the Constitution, blah, 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 blah. Because the white man over him told him, you better get that together. What's going on in Detroit is not going to transfer to a city near you. And they're going to try it there. And they're going to bring it to the South. Because they've been wanting to do it in Atlanta so long, but they couldn't get away with it. But because Detroit in the Midwest, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, and all that, that's going to be the new central point of distribution. It ain't going to be on the East Coast and then on the West Coast. It's going to be right there in the Midwest. So they got to get all them black folks up out of there any way they can. Kill them off, throw them in jail, whatever. So that's what we facing now. And you can pull article after article. Look at it with your third eye. You'll see this shit ain't about nobody just truly got hatred that they just want to kill people. You can see it's being done systematically. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, give me another question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to say right fast, when I saw that article, I mentioned about the money, when I saw that about the cashless society, I just thought about the whole thing about the when they talk about this new world order and how everything will be going to a cashless society. And that's the first thing I thought about. And that kind of goes back to the whole part, like your brother brother Tony and I, we did some shows. We were talking about going back to the – and we talked about it last week, for a matter of fact, last Friday. The national ID, where all of your information and everything was going to be on this card. So – Norway right now is, I'm seeing, going to be the first country that's implementing this stuff. So I just thought about that New World Order when it came to that one right there. Let's see what else I was going to say. I put this there. I had another question.
Here. We already got it set up. You know, we already utilizing it. It's just that when you read it from an overseas point of view, you look at it and don't realize that it's already happened, because you remember your city was one of the first cities they was testing where they could just hit your shit with all these license plates. Now they got and here in Nashville, it takes us here in Tennessee now, it takes you 18 days, because when you read the DMV, it say DMV Homeland Security now when you go get your ID. And they put you in a database of face recognition, and then from the face recognition, and like I told the niggas on the show before, when y'all went trying to find out, am I from Africa and where I'm from in Africa? Nigga, they took your DNA and put it in the FBI file. Now they got your DNA and all that shit tied into your ID. Nigga, they tricked you and made you pay $100 to give up your DNA when you look at it. And I don't care about who get mad about it, because you can go look at the documentation, and me and you here in Tennessee, they tell you, they give you a piece of paper, and then they take your shit and say, you now part of the Homeland Department of Homeland Security. You property. You gave your DNA to them now. And when we grew up, they used to just take your footprint and put it on what? Your motherfucking birth certificate.
Birth certificate, yeah. And you
so
know what,
now
bro,
they're taking your DNA. So any nigga won't come and be like, blah, 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 I want to hear it.
And to bag you up on that one, what you're saying, too, because now it's like, when you go to one of the institutions and stuff, they take blood from you too. Like you go like to one of these correctional institutions, they take blood from you. Like, what the hell are you taking? Like, just like you go to the hospital, they take them, whatever they call them, faux paints or whatever they call it. They take blood from
shit.
You now too.
That's just taking a part of you.
They taking your DNA from you.
They file that shit.
Yes, sir.
And now they got access to all that at the dispensary. And then they now spying on you through all your electronic equipment. They can know what the hell you doing. You a fucking slave and don't know it. But then when you watch it being implemented in other countries, like how you brought up that article in Norway, they talking about the cashless money. We're going to see how, you got to remember, Norway and all them, those are the people that control the IMF. Those are where the headquarters of the bankers.
Yep.
So they just saying, we working on our plan of how we going to implement this globally. And these niggas is giving up all their stuff to get some stuff that they think make them relevant in life, but throwing away their inheritance at the same time. I got on some new sneakers. I got on this. I got on this. So I'm stunting. You ain't stunting. Because the motherfuckers that got shit don't even wear the shit you wear. They got on a pair of raggedy jeans, sneakers, and a T-shirt. Walking into banks, no money, nothing. Just saying, hey, I need to do this, filling out a form, and shit happens all around the world for them. When your black ass can do that, then you talk. When you can't do that and you can throw money and that ain't number fiat, no, you ain't talking about nothing. You talk about how good and how much you had a good damn time. And I'm supposed to sit around and love that shit. Oh, my nigga went and did this. You talking about a good time. I bought a new ride. You talking about a fantasy. That I'm supposed to be in love with your fucking fantasy fetish? Nigga, I got fantasy fetishes of my own. But I'm supposed to come in that as success and you done something. You ain't did nothing but fulfill a goal that you wanted to do, but it has no motherfucking power. Because when you buy a car, what do they tell you? As soon as you take it off the lot, it depreciates. So I should depreciate your black ass. You see what I'm saying? You go buy Benz and drive that bitch off the lot, it depreciated in value. See what I'm saying? So what you spent and thinking you done something, bro, you ain't did shit. You ain't did nothing. If I go and say, hey, I want to invest in what they call that, I'll just say, okay, I can't remember that. I want to invest in municipal bonds. I put my money in municipal bonds. I will make more money investing in municipal bonds and be more relevant than you. You walk riding around in a Mercedes Benz. And I don't care how much money you got in the trunk of that motherfucker. You won't have the power I possess. You understand? Because I'm now invested, and then if I become a vocal voice within my investment, or I'm supporting a vocal voice within my investment, I can change the laws that'll cause you fucking problems riding around in that Benz with money or what you think is money. See what I'm saying? Because I took my energy and invested it into something that represents power. That I know what power is. See what I'm saying? That's why T.D. Jakes, when he went to Bush, and Bush told him, get the motherfuckers to ride with me, and I'm going to take care of you forever. And T.D. Jakes was taken care of by the Bush family, so he got power. So he can walk around and talk what he talk, but you still looking at the money factor and thinking, oh, he a preacher just taking money and that. No, you going to give him that anyway. But look at the power and his words and the shit that he can wield over you. Because they gave him power. They blessed him with power. Eddie Long. What did the fucking Jews, Catholic did? They carried him on things like he the king. They gave him power. And power and money is not the same thing, and black people need to stop lying to themselves, saying once you get the money, you get the power. No, you don't. Money and power is not the same motherfucking thing. You a fool. You got power over ignorant Negroes that you can exploit and take advantage of. Yeah, you can use that money for that. But when you get in the white man's circle and the world and global circle, and I'm talking about the global circle among black people, because what Negroes don't know, there are still black people undercover that's still running this planet. And I'm going to get in that on the show, and I'm going to show these niggas how we still in charge. You ain't going to ever run no real black people, white people, or run nothing on this planet thinking with the mentality that money is the motherfucking key. You a fool. You a slave. The minute you love money, Nobody in power respects you. Nobody in power respects you. Because they know that that shit is a racket. They set it up in what, 1913, Jekyll Island, 1913. Somebody help me out with the date. If you can, I'll pull it up.
Hell, I forgot myself, bro. Well, I really never been. Yeah, I never been too keen on that. I'm in the research process on that.
Anyway, we know it was set up when they did the reconstruction of America and created the United States Inc. We know that the money, the system, the bankers own that. The international bankers, everybody knows. They can figure it out. But when they set that shit up, that was a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
You was out of the game, period. Now, you can take their money and utilize it to benefit yourself and put yourself in a position where you can gain power. And that's what we need to teach when it comes to economics, how to gain power by using a tool against them and not trying to use a tool with them and thinking we are part of that. No, we ain't. You ain't. You'll never be. Unless they tap you on the shoulder and say, nigga, you part of the crew. And you're going to do this and do that. So, therefore, you still don't got power because you need permission to execute your power. You need permission. That's like if I go and work for Coca-Cola and they make me CEO. I still need permission because Coca-Cola call themselves Coca-Cola International or Coca-Cola Global. So you think I got global motherfucking power? No. I only get execute and exert that within that building and those people in that division that I'm in charge of. And all I'm doing is making these slaves do what it is for these bigger people over me. So I can stay here. I'm protecting my job every day. That's why the CEOs and all them are always under stress. You be like, fuck that shit. Sometimes you half-ass your job because you ain't in power. You just trying to follow what's necessary to keep your little gig to do what you do. You ain't in power, and you know it in your heart. You ain't in power. And when you go home, you ain't in power. That's why some niggas go home and want to kick on their wife's ass, talk shit to the kids and brothers, because they don't have no power. And they thirsty for it. They ain't got no economic power, no financial power, no social power. They ain't got none of that shit. And they make them crazy because they cowards. That shit equates to coward. Kick the dog in the ass for barking too loud. Because they cowards. They won't take responsibility for their ignorance and then try to gain knowledge to get control of the situation in which they are in. And say, hey, I'm going to get some power some fucking where. And do something for my people. But your power come as a collective unit. And that's what every other ethnic group understood. Our power, when we under this white man foot, nigga, we got to be collective. And every time you see every race that came collective, they was able to be a challenge to that white man and put fear in his heart. Because the white man don't rule this world. That's another goddamn lie. Stop even thinking the white man in charge. He ain't in charge. He bowed down and he got fear too. That's why he'll go and make an agreement and treaty. He may do some sneaky shit here and there to him, but he know how far to go. And that's what black people got to do in America.
Yes, sir, brother. And brother Eric Michael, I think he probably got a question or a comment for you.
Yeah. Bring him on.
Peace.
What's
man,
up, God? Peace and blessing. One love.
What's up, family? How y'all doing? Nah, I'm just listening to the brothers, you know. Go in. I'm just checking him out. Chilling.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I seen your hand up. I thought you said something.
I just want to get a shout out, you know.
Hey, I want you to come in with your, give me your perspective, bro. You know that.
I feel you. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I want your love. And see, and that's what I'm talking about, the camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? this my big brother, Brother Eric. I want your blessing, your hand, and your thought on it, too, because I'm just only bringing it from my perspective, and I can be wrong, and motherfucker might not like it. But I want to hear my big brother talk. Go ahead.
No, man, on the spot, I ain't got nothing.
You got it. No, you got a little time.
I mean,
you know.
Because while you was talking, I was listening, but I'm also trying to fix this goddamn computer, man. Because I can't do shit. Can't log my shows. That shit. But anyway. Listening to you go in on the subject, and it's ignorance when you sum it all up. It's just ignorance.
And yeah.
We need to be more, we need to inform ourselves and each other more than what we do. And test on this before. The media has a lot to do with it because the media is like our focal point, what we gravitate towards. Our media, our best media, really does.
Brother Eric, I don't know. It might be me. I don't know. You sound like your mic breaking up. Is his mic breaking up?
Man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's cracking a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. Maybe I need to call back in.
Yeah, because it's going in, it's cracking up bad, like it's in the water, hitting the water spot.
Oh, still?
Yeah. No, you sound better now. Go ahead.
You clear right now.
I just took my phone out of my pocket. Oh, my phone is hot as hell. My phone is on fire, man. My phone is hot. I hope it don't turn off on me. But anyway, yeah, man, we're just an ignorant society. We're dead ignorant, so, you know. But we're here to alleviate that shit, right? Or at least attempt to have people think on a different level than what we've been programmed to think, you know? I say this, bro. Then I'm going to let you have it. As far as I'm concerned, we need to be high-fiving each other just because we're conscious, no matter what shit we claim. We need to be high-fiving, motherfucker. Like, at least you see this shit. you feel me? These other ones, you see, you know, instead of I see more shit than you and you got it wrong and I got it right, I think that, you know, collectively as a whole, and I'm not coming from no viewpoint or no teaching. I'm just thinking outside of the box how we can do better. And,
as a people.
Yeah, and that's, I commend Sunray for even coming up with this inspiration of doing it as such. Because as we do this as such, we can start to become as one and understand what shit is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know
and
what I'm
told
saying?
Him that myself. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bro. But yeah, I told him
that. Yeah, because you know what I think, bro? If you don't really understand a certain teaching, how are you going to be so biased about it?
Right. If you don't take the time to learn. And that's what he did. He
and that's
cracked.
But that's what any teacher. If you just get bits and pieces of this and just try to defend your platform on the basis of it, but you're not in it, see, in it and looking into it is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could be in the Nation of Islam, and you're not in the Nation of Islam. You're studying everything I'm studying.
Right, and that's how I am.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You don't have the experience. You don't have all that comes, or like you study Freemasonry, but you ain't no Freemason. but you think you really know. You feel me?
Yeah. You may not know, but
you
may
not know. You may be
what they don't know,
I mean,
and they think they know, but they don't know. See, that's another thing too.
That basis is on a constant journey for information. Mm-hmm. That's what that tells you right there. Let me see if I can get into the goddamn chat room.
That's what I'm trying to get into. I've been trying to get into. They won't let me in there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead, bro.
Anthony, you might be in there. I don't know, because it's two of us signed in as to the chat. So I'm signed in as a guest in the chat room. As a guest co-host, I mean. And somebody signed in as the head host. Yeah. Oh, and I don't want to touch on this right fast for the family, too.
That's
you know, let
me.
Y'all know. Okay.
To
let y'all,
I'm trying to get on my
to let y'all know reason where we came with this thing. Everybody's kind of like expanding, getting their own shows is because we wanted to give the family more because a lot of times we on these shows and we doing 2 hours and it'd be probably three of us on the shows and there's a lot of information that be given out in like 2 hours. We kind of like can't get into a lot in 2 hours. Like I said, you know, a lot of brothers have a lot of information that we got to share. So we trying to cram it in there. And sometimes we got to cut it off because, you know, hey, you speak a limited time and you got to cut it off so the next brother can get in. So it was like, everybody got to if they got their own show, they can go into the topic how they want to go into it. And they got to worry about, I got to cut it off for the next brother can be able to speak. So that's the kind of thing Rena thought of. Well, not just me, but that's the thing about we like, well, no, you know what? We got to have our own show. And we're still going to have the combination shows with all of us getting together on one day as a group. But it was just looking at, hey, let Brother Betty come in and lay what the information they got out, you know what I'm saying, exactly how they want to lay it out without any kind of interruption. And that's, you know, that's the best thing. And then it's good for the family to be able to hear all the thoughts that a person was saying. Like, you know, Brother Anthony might have something he want to go in on the history, and he can lay it out a little bit better without him thinking about, well, I got to let these brothers go ahead and get in and speak. I'm hogging time. Not that he don't be saying that, but he can lay out his platform better. Each one of us can lay out our platform better. Like Savannah Black, he on his show, The Conscious Attack, he just go in. He going deep in because he always did his show by himself. He just be flat foot going into it. And that's the reason why we thought about it, where everybody can come up with the individual show, but we still going to have, like, group shows at the same time. It's just better for the family like that. We can expound on it. Y'all got questions. Y'all can hit those certain hosts up with these questions. Like Brother Andrew was saying, y'all can have questions for him. He can do the research on it for y'all, and he can take his time and go in and tut it for you. But so that's why we doing what we doing right here. All right, go ahead, brother. My bad.
Yeah, and that's basically what I'm going to do. You know, and like I said, I gave out the email, the phone number, and I want people to hit me up. Say, hey, look, let's talk about this. Then I'll do the research. We'll do a show on it. We'll talk about it. And then whatever you may find, shit, I'll have a forum where you can share it and we'll go in on it. It ain't about no, we gonna debate who's right, who's wrong and all that, because we always right. We the original people of the planet. Mm-hmm. And your expression and your existence on this planet to bring about your expression is right any fucking way. Whether somebody else don't understand it or not, they just came into contact with you in the midst of your expression, and it didn't agree with them. So they say you wrong. But you ain't wrong if you know who you are. And if you tapped in and tuned in to the true you, far as on a soul level and a universal level, you are who you are. You came here to do a certain mission. Your wrong is correct. They right. They right made to correct your wrong. Vice versa, it is what it is. It may be to inspire you to do wrong within the setting that you're in to wake up a people to see what's right. And that's speaking on the metaphysical level. So, who is you to say what? You incarnated for a reason, and you got a job to do, and you will come into the consciousness of what your job is to do, and you will do it and leave this motherfucker, period. So all that other morality shit and what's this and that, morality means, if you look at morality, it's M-O-R, more. Morals were to be in motherfucking good favor of the Moors, of being, which is black people. Morality, being in favor, that was given to the European to stay in favor of us so that we didn't take their head with the scimitar. Now, that's Freemasonry. For those that really know and say they don't. Dig what I'm saying? Because when I gave you this knowledge, you were supposed to shut your mouth and live by it and represent it. And Masonry was given to the Europeans in Europe by the Moors. Now, when you want to take it further back to ancient Kemet and work with that, that's just all for us. As melanated people. And we live it. We walk out of our house. The best lodge you can walk into is when you walk out your door into the world. Not no motherfucking lodge and no rituals. No rituals are the ones you carry in your head when you walk out your house and you live them. Those are the real rituals. But they don't want to deal with that. But I'm going to start dealing with it. I'm going to bring it up. And they can come up. Talk, and now I don't give a fuck. Because I'm going to show and
prove. I like that. I like that.
I'm going to show and prove. I'm going to show and prove in time.
You got
and I told y'all before
here.
This shit. I done said it before on shows. Nigga, when you walk out your house, you walk into the lodge. The true lodge is this planet, not no damn building. The buildings are the representation of what you learn in this world to put them up and resurrect them. The
That's why they got stars and shit above you.
The temples of Solomon is you. And then they say, well, you gonna find that in the book. Nigga, write the book. I ain't writing it. You write it. Nah. That's how I'm looking at it.
Because
I'm coming raw, hardcore, and exact with my facts. I'm coming raw.
Yes, sir.
You set the record straight. I ain't playing with them.
Calm,
this
calm,
is more like radio. Go ahead, bro.
And I was just gonna ask you that. I was just gonna ask you that question too. You just said the name. I was just gonna ask about. How did you come up with the inspiration with the name More Like Radio, and what does that actually more mean?
I don't know. It just kind of came popped up.
Okay.
You put me out of pressure. Like you gotta come up with a show. I said, fuck it, More Like Radio. And then
I thought
about the symbol, the watchtower. And then, you know, I was listening to KRS, so I'm going to play that next week when he was saying the watchman in the tower. Yes, and the watchman in the tower, and when you look at the chess piece on the tower, people don't understand that you got the rook, what's that piece? Damn. You know, the castle. That's what it is, the castle. The castle represent law, which is the war. And that's the watchman in the tower watching law and order and maintaining it. And then you got the rook, the religious piece. I'm going to break that shit down, too.
Yes,
we're going to do the chessboard. We're gonna drop the science on the chessboard and how it relates to Moorish science and ancient Kemetic science. But the white men say, oh, we got it out of China, but them the same Negroes that took that shit over there. We're going to drop that, too. But, yeah, that's why I got that Watchman Tower on my logo. And it's more like radio.
Yes,
culture freedom. And when you get more light, you get more culture, you get more freedom within your culture to exist. So that's what we're trying to do. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, sir. Less alike, but more like. I like that. I feel it. You know, I just had to ask it. Now, one of the things, too, since we're talking about more, there's a lot of, sometimes even discrepancies in the name more. What do you define the word more as? Like I said, is it actually,
identifying you as a nationality or as a color? Because I've heard, what was the name? Booker T. Coleman said more do mean black. And some say, no, it's not. It's not a nationality. So just what is this name, more? And how can
when I'm using it, like I told you, I don't deal with it as all this controversy shit. I look at it as me being a Moor, because like I told you, I deal with the historical Moors, and I also deal with a little bit of this Moor stuff here. I get like Tony Yell. That's my homeboy to deal with it on that level. I deal with it on the historical level and what it means as me as a color. And I deal with it as a nationality, but I don't need to be, because I'm, you know me, I'll tell you in a minute, the indigenous people of America. You see what I'm saying? I'm an indigenous of America, and I'm a Moor based upon that due to the Queen Empress as saying this was our shit, M-U-U-U-R, Moor. More. But I don't get caught up in it where I can't say black, nigga, blah, you know, I already use all that type of shit. So it's not nothing for me. That's why I'm already letting people know up front. Don't come to me with all this. The prophet said this, blah, blah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. So I'm letting them know now on this show. Don't come to me about what make you and what quality, because, nigga, you can't qualify me when I know I'm God. You can't qualify this God, period. I'm the Asiatic, original black man, only maker, creator, cream of the earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. I'm all that, period. I'm a new Wapu Moor. I'm all that. So you can't come to me telling me this is what you got to be, and if you don't do it in this way and that, you acting like you got knowledge, but you trying to discern it the way the white man's doing, because he's always trying to compartmentalize and put you in the thing, and if you don't fit a certain criteria, you ain't originally that. Nah, that's a white man nigga, and you watch it. You understand what I'm saying? Because we didn't do that as a people. When you look at all our history, we did not compartmentalize people and put borders up and say, this person is this person. Black Kettle was the leader of 1,000 nations of black people within one region that existed here in the shores of North America. You had ancient Kemet, which the Nile Valley expanded all the way over, and you had, what you call them motherfuckers, that was running it off. But they had hundreds of different groups of people that was under one kingdom or queendom. They didn't say, nigga, because you ain't following this. They just agreed, nigga, do your shit and be civilized and be cool, and I'm going to rule over you. And they agreed to be under that rulership. So when a nigga come to me and tell me, you can't say this and you ain't saying this properly, you ain't doing this, nigga, get out of my face because you talking European to me. You a white man nigga. I don't care what you got on, Hebrew, Moorish, Islam, whatever. You a white man nigga to me. Because you trying to control me and make me think in one motherfucking frame of thought. And I ain't got nothing to do with that. So when I say more, I say more, I say indigenous, I might say black, I might say nigga. I'm using that in all different terms based upon what it is I'm talking about. So when I say more light, I'm just saying for you to understand more being who you were. But you ain't got to be that if you don't want. Just take that more and interpret it as black light. Take that shit as African light. Whatever you want to see it as, we're going to bring the knowledge. That's the whole point. The point not to focus on the more. The point is to focus on what I said, L-I-G-H-T. And you know as a traveling man, it's about light and getting more light. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I like that. Well, let me take a time out to do this. I like how he broke that shit down. Hold on, I got to do it. Yes, sir. I like that one. I like that explanation.
Hopefully, I made it clear, and they listened to that.
Yeah.
So don't bring that bullshit to me. Because I don't want to hear. I ain't going to argue with these niggas about this shit. They can argue with their mama. Go to your mama and talk to her.
Yeah, I like that one.
Like,
so now we,
what I just said at the end.
Yeah, so now when we get to the show and y'all hear this brother, we go in and he said the word more, y'all automatically know he's including you as an indigenous person, African, whatever you want to call yourself. He wasn't characterizing you as like you hear the rest of the people saying. So now we all can ride with that one and get down with that one. Y'all
so
like
I want Abba fucking with me. Abba be
I like that. We chopped their motherfucking head off that Arabian sword. You know how we get down that culture of freedom. Mm-hmm. They don't want none of this shit over here. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So yes, that encompasses everybody. Everybody. It just, you know, I said, shit, we already gave enough light, so we going to get some more light. And L just said, fuck it, just put M-O-R, you know, so we do it like that. And that's my brother there, you know. He a younger soldier, and I respect him, you know, because he do his, you know, it is what it is.
Yes,
take it or leave it alone. Like the message said, fuck it. Because
yes,
I talk about it all. I talk about it all. And I give my point of view, take what you can get from what I give you, and leave it alone. Because I ain't arguing no doctrine, period. So somebody call in, talking about want to argue a doctrine and all that stuff, I'm going to give you free reign to argue your shit, but I ain't going to argue with you with it. No. Fuck that. Because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to cut it up and send you back home. Period. And that ain't me being arrogant or disrespectful to none of the master teachers who where you got your stuff from, but we ain't going to sit up and say these, because ain't no, like Eric, I had Eric Rowland when he was saying, we don't deal with deities over here. We don't deal with reconstructed religions and making these black scholars gods and all this, and they the end all be all and say all. We don't do that over here. Not at more light. You gonna bring some light to this damn forum to educate other people. That's why it's more light too, because we bringing black consciousness from what you know and what you gathered. After they said what they said, what do you say? And that's going to be my motherfucking statement. What do you say? After you read all that shit, what do you say? What did you get out of it? Don't come to me talking about what no master teacher said. It's put down what the master teacher said, and now what you get out of it. And what you going to do to build on it. I want to hear it after that. Don't come trying to conform me into nothing, because I ain't going to be converted into nothing. Period. And I don't want my people listening to me. And I already know you brothers is very, you know, well-rounded. Y'all ain't going to be converted. But we ain't converting nobody. Like we said, we put out the information to make you think and inspire you to think. And that's why I'm going to continue on my shit. Now, you can be whatever you want to be. You can turn your name into Akmak Baba and talk about just how we did it, because you ain't building Kemet. It was only one motherfucker that built Kemet and tried to show you, and these niggas didn't support it and let it fall down, and that was Dr. Malachi Z. York. You'll never get another Kemet. Nowhere on this planet. And that was done in Eaton in Georgia. Now, take that shit and run with it. You see what I'm saying? And the only thing close to what Marcus Garvey tried to do and was set up and was continued by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Ain't nobody else followed that plan. You understand what I'm saying? So until these niggas can tell me that they got a blueprint that can top that or match that or following that based on whatever it is they following, I don't want to hear it. You talking. You talking shit. You hating on anybody that attempted. Most of the time, that's where they're going to come from, because they're going to name other motherfuckers' names and be player hating, because they ain't doing it. So I don't want to hear it. Get it out my motherfucking mix. So I'm already letting them know and warning. Don't come over here with that shit. I ain't gonna do nothing but cuss you out. I ain't gonna even give you what I know. I'm just gonna go off because you talking ignorant. Call me about building, and then we all good. But other than that, I don't want to hear it. But what our time look like?
Yeah, you got 9 minutes. 20. You got 9 minutes left,
okay.
Brother.
Go ahead and throw that Thoughts Run Deep on, and we're going to close out. And like I said, I'm if anybody want information that I can give them and help them with, or they want to email me with comments or questions that they want to address or shows, you can reach me at ant.copeland@gmail.com. And we'll go over questions or whatever we can. I'm at Facebook at Anthony Copeland or Culture Freedom Radio. You can reach me from there if you want to talk about a certain subject that you want me to talk about or things you want me to address or advice that, you know, you may want me to give you. Or you can personally call me at 404-803-3246. That's my number, and you can reach me there, and we can talk about stuff, and, you know, we'll set up shows because what I want to do is, like, reach out to the people and those that are listening and deal with the issues that, you know, concern the people, not me just coming with topics and going in. I want to deal with topics that will help and affect the people some kind of way where, you know, they may be going through. So we'll do it that way, and like I said, we can sign off and go ahead. I'm done. This is Mo Light Radio. Peace to Brother Eric. Peace to Brother Sunray and the rest of the family, the Culture Freedom family. And this is our new paradigm that we done set up, and we on the road. So, like I say, my thoughts run deep. Your thoughts should run deep, and always think that way. Hit us out, Sunray, with that.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretching, yawning. Still on my house shoes, cause on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment. Known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping. But I'm certain they hear sirens in. Fussing and fighting, people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate has escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressed and depressing, had me defeated. Now even this secession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Picked up the Bible, I held it in my palm. Read the 91st Psalm and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this. I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in the cell. Give me good life with a white sight, life of Rock and Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the fullest, that's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout.
Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about.
My thoughts run deep, every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see her tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with her trying to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. So I ain't never been to prison and I thank God for that. The strangers, some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen. So what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the love of the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard is walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like Bounty. Riff Raff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep, every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see her tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with her trying to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.